88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome the Arkells. Max and Mike join us today. Welcome, guys.
It's been a long time coming. Thank you for having us in.
Thanks.
I've known this band for quite some time, going back to my label days, and had the pleasure of seeing them 6 or 7 years ago, I'm going to say it was, first time.
In South By?
At South By.
Yeah.
I share this with the audience. The label folks that I was talking to had said, you have to see this band live. It was the proverbial, you have to see this band live. And as you know, that can become a trope. Uh-huh. You know, people bring it up. Well, and then when I saw you guys, I was blown away. I said, they're better than anyone told me. You have really built an incredible following in Canada and building internationally with some like unbelievable live shows. Talk to our audience in Los Angeles. Give them a sense of how the Arkells have developed through the years.
Yeah, you know, well, I think we became a band because we went to go see shows together. And we were really lucky. We went to school in Hamilton, Ontario, which is about an hour outside of Toronto, like in the mid-aughts. And there's a lot of incredible rock music that would come through and play the Casbah, which is the 200 cap club. So like a band like the Constantines, who are heroes of ours, like a band like the Weakerthans, a lot of just Canadian rock, Wintersleep, Joel Plaskett, who in my mind are maybe not as well known outside of Canada, but are, you could put them up against any international act and they'd bring it. And so I think we saw those bands and go, oh my God, we got to learn how to do that. And you know, moving forward, it's like, you know, when we see bands who have careers like My Morning Jacket or the Avett Brothers or a band like The National, bands that like you kind of have to see live and that tour, and you see the joy in when they play and perform live. That's sort of what we are, I think, are about as well. I think we come from that school.
We're the Arkells, and this is Round and Round.
1, 2, 3, 4. I had the grace of a dear man on his best behavior, but throw a wrench into the plan and I'll prepare a statement. You know, I was built on shaky ground, and any day this all could come down and toe to toe. You know that I can't keep up, and if you ask me straight up, I'd ramble round and round, round and round, oh, round and round. Now I put everything I had on table. I never claim to be a perfect man. Around my enablers, after the closing bell and last song, it's a buzzkill when the house lights turn on. I hit the road and sing along to my headphones. Jules is dancing when I get home. We ramble round and round, oh, round and round, oh, round and round.
Let's take it on the bridge.
I swear to God, I remember everything, and in the moment, it all felt so right. Oh, yeah, rewind the tape and watch it back couple times. It's like electric circus in 1999. Oh yeah, woo! I had the grace of a dear man. Oh, when I signed the papers, we're around troops on up for breakfast and retrace your steps to when you lost your cell phone. These visions come. I see you swinging from a streetlight. We were underneath the moonlight and the world was spinning round and round. Oh, round and round. Oh, round and round. Oh, round and round. Oh, round and round.
I remember seeing you the first time and being reminded of a young E Street Band.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce is the, you know, that's the god at the top of...
Well, and with that in mind, you know, I don't throw that reference around loosely or lightly, because that's when you start even attempting to say that, then the band better have it, and the Arkells do have it.
Oh, thank you.
We've been playing Private School. That's going to be released... May 5th, I believe.
Yeah.
Officially in America. Officially. It's already out, though, in Canada, is it not?
No.
It's not out in Canada.
No.
Now what the heck? I looked at the tour, and going across Canada and Europe, festival, 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 it's not just big rooms, it's giant festivals. So give our listeners a sense of how far you've climbed the ladder in Canada and, you know, starting to in Europe.
I think in Canada, we definitely feel a lot of love, and the shows have amazing energy and have gotten bigger. And at the same time, a lot of those cities, we've come through a lot of times, and those fans have seen us over and over and over again and have kind of been along for the journey with us. And I think that we don't take that for granted, and we understand that other places are going to take their time to sort of learn to love the band in a really meaningful way. And it's happening in Germany. And this past tour with the United States, we started to feel it again, where you know, someone in Cleveland or someone in San Francisco, a place that we've only been a few times, are already starting to sort of show that kind of energy. And it's very encouraging. And so while there's different levels all over the world for us, that different sizes of stages, different sizes of rooms, it's all kind of the same when you start performing and you feel the energy from those people.
Hey, we're the Arkells, and this is Private School. Private school girls and private school boys playing games, expensive toys. Private school girls and private school boys down to Lilo Row, I know. I tried so hard to find an inn, but you aren't giving me anything. I'm all alone, throw me a line. It's a sign. I come on, don't say I do the same. Get it off without an ounce of shame. Ah, you know, I just wanna love you, but it's so hard. I just wanna love you, but it's so hard. Boys and private school girls, the nicest skin, the nicest curls. Private school boys and private school girls, give me a chance, give me a whirl. You walked in, my jaw hit the floor. You act like this is such a chore. Around you I feel like swine. You're divine. I come on, don't say I do the same. Get it out without an ounce of shame. Ah, you know, I just wanna love you, but it's so hard. I just wanna love you, but it's so hard. Hey, I wanna go to the party. I wanna drink the Bacardi. Who's bringing the Molly? Let's get a bit naughty. I wanna go to the party. I wanna drink the Bacardi. Who's bringing the Molly? Gonna stop me, I come on, don't say I do the same. Getting off without an ounce of shame.
you know, I just wanna love you, but it's so hard. I just wanna love you, but it's so hard. Private school kids, life is so simple, but it's so hard. Born on the base, thought they hit a trip.
Talk to me about what we can expect from the next record.
We're really excited about the next record. It's definitely a new chapter, and it definitely is very exciting to us. I think there's still a lot of components that sound like us. It's still us playing instruments and singing the songs. But I think for us as music fans, it's like there's some, I feel like there's some rock and roll bands that just kind of go back to the same, you know, Neil Young record over and over again, or like they can't wait to listen to that 1982 Bruce Springsteen record or whatever. And we love those music, and that's always going to be with us. That's in our DNA. But there's so much exciting music out there today that we find really appealing and really exciting, and that we try to integrate in our own sounds. And I think so the new record, it's like, it's kind of funnier. It's like not, I think there's some parts about like indie rock that I feel is really conservative and sort of self-serious. So I think there's some lyrically it can kind of get a little silly and irreverent and fun. There's also some very sad, like, personal songs on the record as well. There's a good mix. But I feel like the one thing we try to do is not repeat ourselves and say like, well, what, you know, like, I don't, as much as I love the Constantines and that band, right, shaped the way I feel about music, I'm not listening to the Constantines in the last year, really. They're part of my musical palette, but there's a lot of other things on that palette now. So, you know, we listen to a lot of hip hop. We listen to a ton of hip hop. We listen to, like, you know, gospel music. There's some amazing stuff happening, pop and electronic music. Well, when I was in San Francisco the other day, we saw Operators, that band Operators. Right. You know, and Dan from Wolf Parade and Divine Fits. And that guy's doing amazing stuff, like, especially with like analog keyboard sounds and stuff like that. So I think we're more open-minded than we ever have been when it comes to being fans of music and how it's going to affect our music.
And that alchemy, you know, it is a tricky alchemy, because then you have a stage legacy, if you will, of Tear the Roof Off It. So you got to figure out how to work it all in to where what those fans have come to expect, you know, from the roof burning, the barn burning that you do on stage, how you all introduce them, and when, frankly, you introduce some of the other elements.
Yeah, I think, yeah, though, that it's, I'm not worried about it, because it's different, but it's just as exciting. And so, and we've been playing a bunch of the songs live on this tour that we just finished. We spent like a month in America, and each show we'd workshop a song or two into the set, like a new song. And it's still fits in with the rest of our material. But I think sonically, especially on the record, it's doing something completely different.
We're the Arkells, and this is My Heart's Always Yours.
One, two, three, four. I heard you singing in the shower. The alarm went off again. And now you're putting on your makeup. I'm still laying in the bed. And I thought I could never stay. I'd feel stuck in one place. And then you came along, and all that changed. I got these visions keep coming up and coming up that I can't shake all day, all day. I got these visions keep coming up and coming up, so I'll wait. Now if time is what it takes, I'll be here, I'll be waiting for you. Hearts don't need a break, no tears, always in your corner, you know. I'll be waiting for you, you know, always yours. My heart's always yours. My heart's always yours. Now it used to be just weekend, and now I want you every day. I believe you when you tell me you wouldn't have it any other way. All these visions keep taking up all of my time. Is this the right time? Every day I keep waking up, waking, thinking goodbye. Now if time is what it takes, I'll be here, I'll be waiting for you. Hearts don't need a break, no tears, always in your corner, you know. I'll be waiting for you, you know, always yours, my heart's always yours. My heart's always yours. All these visions keep taking up all of my life. I'm never on time. Every day I keep waking up, awaken, thinking goodbye. Is this goodbye? Now if time is what it takes, I'll be here, I'll be waiting for you. Hearts don't need a break, no tears, always in your corner, you know. I'll be waiting for you, you know. I'll be waiting for you, you know. My heart's breaking for you, it's yours. My heart's always yours. My heart's always yours.
Are there plans to head back to America soon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How soon?
We're doing Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, and Firefly festivals. That's more on the Midwest and East Coast in America. But in the fall, the record comes out in August, and then we'll be back doing like a full tour.
That's perfect.
Shortly after that. So we'll be back in these neck of the woods in no time.
Well, then we fully anticipate to get you back out here and to have even more fun. And in the meantime, we want to remind everyone that the first taste, Private School, you can hear on the air. It's the Arkells. Max and Mike having joined us today. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're live on 88.5 KCSN.